This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is ordering tough new vaccination rules for federal workers as the Delta variant continues sweeping across the United States. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a somber address, the president lamented that effective vaccines are available to all Americans, yet people continue dying from COVID-19.
This is an American tragedy.
In a bid to boost flagging vaccination rates, the president will require federal workers to attest that they've been vaccinated or face mandatory masking, testing, and other rules. He's also asking the Pentagon to look at adding the COVID shots to vaccines troops are required to get, and he's urging state and local governments to offer $100 to people who get shots.
With incentives and mandates, we can make a huge difference and save a lot of lives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's prime minister has announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated.
The decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in risk of the Delta variant wave.
Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, is to be the first to get the booster on Friday. It will be offered to the general public beginning Sunday. Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 6.5% annual rate last quarter, in another sign that the nation has achieved a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession. Visit VOA News.